The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
1, 2, 3, 4. It's the start of something beautiful. A small acquaintance has blossomed. It's ripened into a precious friendship. I could have never seen what was coming for me. Hangs at the skate park, hangs by the beach. My life, it feels like.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to My Brother, Me, and a Device Show for the Modern Era. I'm your oldest brother, Justin McElroy.
And I'm your middlest brother, Travis McElroy.
Wow.
Feels good.
It feels good. It feels real good.
And I'm old man 2021. Oh no.
Wham, wham, baby. It's 2022 here.
Wait, and did that baby just beat that old man to death?
He did. It's 2022. This is sweet baby brother, Griffin McElroy.
Is that what happens every year?
This baby is naked and it doesn't have a name.
And it's covered in blood,
it sounds like. It's covered in old man blood.
When was the last time we recorded My Brother, and Me? Quick quiz.
Before Crimmy. I think it was before.
It's before Crimmy, for sure.
It was the first week of December, maybe?
It's been weeks since we recorded. We're fired up. We're ready. We're excited to welcome 2022.
Yes.
Which we're not going to have to call it that much longer because we're about to pick our annual theme. This is an episode that I look forward to. This is if you haven't listened before, this is a great episode to get people started with.
Is it?
For sure.
These guys do, I love this podcast. These guys do a half hour of clumsy wordplay at the beginning of every episode, fight about nothing, and then move on from there to talk about McDonald's.
Let's just start it off.
Yes.
20 didgeridoo.
20 didgeridoo.
Well,
is
no,
bad.
No. Let's start it off by, and this is also tradition, going through.
Oh, yes.
2010. Oh, right. 2010, Zolo. Of course.
Meaningless.
Correct.
2011, 2000 in Heaven, Get Right with Christ.
Okay.
Then we had
Love 20
Does. Swing, big swing.
20 Does, Getting It. It's so rudimentary. I love how simple we started with it before our palate expanded. 20 Dirt, Dig It Up, Get It Out. That is, of course, 2013.
That's good.
2014, 20 Forward. Sounds like a, I don't know.
We really played fast and loose with the idea. I think
we've grown up.
It really codified in 2015. Okay. 2015 was 20 Griftine, The Con Is On.
That was the best, right? We're not going to top that. Well, you know what else I was reflecting on, a challenge, is that the years in the first decade we did this, so old. The first decade we did this, the sounds are all the same.
Yeah.
I was returning to a lot of established themes this year, trying to find more rhymes for 20.
Yeah.
But, okay.
Then we had 2016, Building Bridges. We look back on that one pretty shamefully.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Maybe our biggest whiff.
Might be the biggest ironic one we've ever done.
If that could have been Griftine, that would have been really good.
We could have fixed some shit. 20 Serpentine, Keep Them Guessing, Zag on Them.
Very good.
Very good. Collaborateen, Stronger Together. I feel like we had a lot of sort of so-so ones until we hit 2019, which was Frankenstein Teen, Become the Monster.
Right.
That one might be the most potent, I think,
correct,
that we had done.
That was
up to
a powerful
that one.
Then
that
we was had a good one.
20 Funny, Fill Your Life with Laughter and Love, which then became 20 Honey, Down to Business.
That's right. That's right.
I'm so bad.
That's one of the few slash years that we had.
Yeah. And then we had, of course, last year, 20 Big Dog Run, No Bones About It. Fuck, that was a good naming. Last year's naming episode was a good one. I don't know that we're going to top it this time, but that is what we've done so far.
How many names do you guys have in front of you that you cooked up?
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight.
Oh, okay. My God.
I have five.
That's a lot. Okay.
Okay.
This is also, I'm 38 now. When we started naming years, of course, I was 25. Now I'm 38. A lot of these are bad. I'm just going to admit, right off the top of my head.
A lot of these are bad.
A lot of these are just thought generators.
Yeah.
Thought starters, yeah. So I want to throw out kind of a big conceptual one that I don't think will necessarily merit further consideration, but I was excited about it. 2222 deuces are wild. And what this is, it reimagines a future where we've been hurtled 200 years into the future.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
222, because we're not going to make it there, obvs. 2222.
Now, hold on. Do you mean just us or the planet?
Just us. The planet will make it. Planet will make it. Figure it out. We're humans.
I might make it, Justin. 2222
deuces are wild.
I think if it's just deuces wild, I think deuces wild.
Deuces wild, yeah.
Okay, I like deuces wild because the year that we are currently in, not 200 years in the future, does have a considerable number of twos in it.
Right.
But I just not all to get the twos, that one more two. Not all the twos it could have, to Justin's point. I mean, I understand time travel would be a big conceptual thing.
I'm embarrassed to this one, and I don't want to talk about
it. Sucks. Travis, let me sort of traffic cop this a little bit until we sort of get our rhythm. Travis, do three in a row of your worst ones real quick, just so that the audience doesn't have that sort of Damocles hanging over their ears.
Okay. 20 hoo-hoo, let's learn about owls.
Not even next.
Okay. Just go.
20 hootie hoo, let's learn about Outkast.
As a pairing, they're good.
Next, and I'm not even going to put these on the Google Doc, but keep on rocking and rolling.
All right, third. 20 boppity boo, be the magic.
You have eschewed 20 as a rhyming.
I told you they're not good, but.
Yeah.
But I could say like. Carl Daniels.
No, they all rhyme. Yeah. They all rhyme with this year, with two.
Hold on, wait. Justin's just introduced a really powerful concept that I want to stop and make sure we take a beat. Have we been hamstringing ourselves by needing to rhyme and also not giving the year a real human name like Carl Daniels become
it
the
would
mag-
be powerful to be like fucking Carl Daniels. Carl Daniels sucked. Or if we're being optimistic, man, Carl Daniels was the best, wasn't he?
Carl turned it the fuck around for this nation of ours.
If I could say, I think, oh my God, to send jokes out of the room, I think we do need to limit ourselves to the rhyme because it's one of the few things. If we open the palate up that much, we'll never crack this.
I think the restrictions
make it important. People, there's so few things that people can rely on anymore. I think they need to rely on a rhyming year theme. That would be my argument.
Okay, instead of it being just one last thing though, instead of it naming the year Carl Daniels, can we make it possessive and just make it Carl Daniels's kick-ass year? And then all the Carl Danielses out there just know that like this is going to be like they're going to find a 20 on the street every day.
Well, what if we make it a rhyming year, but the tagline is a good year for Carl's? It was a good year for Carl's, and make it retrospective right out the gate.
Yeah. I'm going to go ahead and keep suggesting this every, and it will be relevant every year this decade to just do 20 cummies to. I still haven't learned really what that word means aside from like context clues that it does involve.
Do we let Travis do one more bad one just to get started?
Travis, why don't you get are all eight of yours bad? You got five left.
There's one that I really like, and it would be a kind of a different direction for our year.
All right, let's have a
projection.
Beefy one. Let's have one that we can really sup on.
20 whoopty doo, who cares?
No.
Justin.
No,
hey.
I don't like the nihilism of that.
No. But let's fucking cross-examine it. Don't just shit on it.
Okay, you're right.
20 whoopty doo. Who gives a shit?
Oh, I like that better. Yeah, who gives a shit?
We've given the years in the past powerful dragon shouts, I would say, of mottos and names. And what fucking good has it done so far, right?
Correct.
Like, we look to Big Dog Run, and we think, like, I could be stronger, but at the end of the day, you know, Omicron wasn't like, whoa, look at all these big dogs, let's get out of here. If we, like, don't necessarily look at the year. We don't quantum lock it. Is it possible that we could have, like, the end would justify the means a little bit?
It's interesting that 20 Big Dog Run was our most stationary year, both yes. physically and, I would argue, professionally. Just yeah. real.
Emotionally, psychically.
Yeah, just keeping it between the navigational beacons, you know? Just trying to stay on course.
What I also like about it is you could treat it like a genuine question. 20 whoop-de-doo, who cares? I do.
I care. I'll answer that call. Okay, I want to put it on the...
It's on there. Travis, it's you're not there. In this Google Doc, so I don't know what the fuck you're doing right now. That's more important than this.
I'm listening and paying attention.
Yeah, also, so am where I. I'm taking where is notes. The Google Doc? I shared it with you to your where? Email.
To my email?
Our email.
Okay, I'm in it.
Okay. I'm going to throw out one of my better options.
All right, okay. let's have it.
Okay.
20 yummy stew. Something's cooking.
20 yummy stew. Something's cooking.
What I like, my argument for this is one, it's fun to say. 20 yeah. yummy stew. Something's cooking.
Yeah, I like there's an exclamation. I put an exclamation point in the notes just because, like, phonetically, like, it felt like you were kind of excited, but I do like having a punctuation mark.
See, the thing is, you can delete the punctuation and then it removes pressure.
Something
what I like about this is like Ooh. We can get to the end of the year and like nothing has happened, but it's like, I don't know. Feels like something's cooking. Something's cooking.
Yeah, it's definitely IN apostrophe. I won't accept that, G.
Something's cooking.
Now, can you make it a question and make it 20 yummy stew? What's cooking? And that so then it's a little more interactive, a little more actionable. That's my worry. That's bad
because if, you know, due to climate change, if wildfires continue to be the sort of clear and present threat they were in previous years, I think that
would be in poor taste.
So then I guess you're also against 20 yummy stew. What's cooking good looking? Is that too much?
Yeah, I don't want to harass people with the name of the year. I feel like the only problem with this, Justin, is that in the last, let's say, 6 years, there has not been an event that has been sort of a slow building moment that has been a good thing that we're all wicked looking forward to. Do you know what I mean? Right. It's not like, oh man, there's a sinkhole that's very, very slowly opening up somewhere in South America, and it's very slowly consuming this community. But what's that coming out of it? It's Tastations, and they're back. Like, there hasn't been a thing that's like,
something. I'm pretty sure Tastations are back.
Something's cooking. Now, can we go in a different direction where Stew...
Cream Savers are back, Travis.
Cream Savers. Thank you.
Where Stew is a sort of, you know, mixed up bag of ingredients. Is there something like 20 yummy stew, toss an onion in, toss your stuff in.
I don't think we need I like people to sort of read their own context into it beyond the sort of like basic setting of expectations. I feel like that's where
but
we're
what
at.
Do you what do you do with something's cooking? Yeah. Right? Where
well,
I
it's
think
it's like something's cooking, you know?
If it needs to be acted, Travis is saying there needs to be an act. This is an observation. We need a like let me tell you a tagline.
Mix it up. What about 20 yummy stew? Mix it up.
Well, I've got a tagline that I'm pretty excited about. 20 yummy stew. Put it in the pot.
Huh.
Okay. What would that be?
What you've got, put it in the pot.
20 yummy stew, let it simmer.
Let it simmer is, again, like, that's a very passive thing. Put it in the pot. Take what you've got.
But what does that mean?
We're talking about it. Instead of asking, just turn that beautiful thinking brain on. Put it in the pot. What do you have? You have something special. I have something special. Put it in the pot.
Oh, it's a stone soup scenario.
It's a stone soup situation.
Okay, stone soup. Now I get it.
So we're all adding something.
Put it in the pot. I just like how that sound. Put it in the pot.
Don't
hold on to that thing. Don't be embarrassed about that thing that you have.
Just put it in the pot.
That idea. Put it in the pot. Let's see what happens. Maybe it'll be good. Maybe it won't. 20 yummy stew.
Okay. Trav, do you have another one that you'd like to offer? Griffin, does anything?
I got something that's been coming through my head because I was thinking
about
this.
Cummies again?
It's not about cummies this time, But I will, sorry, I will add 20 cummies.
No, cummies. I hate it. I hate it so much.
Two. And it was, it's a different one. So here, so just hang on. You ready? 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20. Try that out. Try that on for size.
That's it? I thought that was a build-up.
No, the name of the year is 2020, 2020, 2020, 2020, 2020, 2020.
What is that for?
Try it out.
Have written some down.
Why are you trying to break? We have so few rules and conventions, Griffin.
You should have written some down, Griffin.
But you should try saying it out loud because it sounds, it feels good.
20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20.
It does get me pumped.
It does.
Yeah, but I have had to institute a we don't chant for things rule in my house.
Okay. So it does. I could see it would be a little bit hypocritical.
It'd be a little bit hypocritical because of how often my two children instigate each other into pounding the table to ask for candy or whatever. And this feels a little bit insightful, like inciting. I mean.
Okay. All right. It's on the list.
How about
20
funny shoes?
20 funny shoes. They don't got to match all the time.
Right? Or I'm trying to think of something with shoes.
And odd, 20 funny shoes, an odd pairing.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Ooh, something different. Like, ooh, an interesting
pairing.
That
would be cool if, like, in past years, we've been like, believe in yourself, or work with others, or build those bridges. And then this year, we're like, wear different shoes.
You can do this. This you can do.
Shoes not match. And then that would be great because then you would see somebody on the street with not matching shoes and be like, that asshole listens to my brother and me.
Yeah, that's like an international sign of, just wish we could monetize it. That's the problem. We don't sell shoes, you know? That's
well,
the problem.
Not yet.
Not yet. Okay, listen to this.
All right.
20 venti brew. Oh, that Java.
Oh,
20 venti brew. Oh, that Java.
When you say it, you have this way of saying them afterwards that really sucks the fucking air out of it. Give it a little bit of panache.
Let me try it again, and you listen and imagine I came up with it and not you. Okay.
Okay.
20
okay.
Venti brew. Oh, that Java.
It was fun to say like that.
Yeah,
wasn't it?
That's pretty good.
It was
good.
Kind of fun to say, but
this is what I like. It's like. Maybe this year I could just get bigger coffees. Maybe that's what we've been missing.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. What about? I don't like how Starbucks has kind of co-opted the venti thing. Like, I hate
from,
that.
Wait, do from you?
Guys go, when you guys go to Starbucks.
I say large.
Large, right? Yeah. A large.
Yeah,
thank you.
Like a human. What about? Yeah. What about?
I mean, we just kind of blew right past
it. I feel like it's on there and we'll circle back to it, Justin. I don't want to spend too much time on it and ruin
that
it.
Makes sense.
I like brew. Brew as a verb, I could get into.
Yeah.
I don't know about venti and having it be like a witch's brew or like, I guess we are getting back to something's cooking or put it in
the
pot.
Yeah, that's true. What about 20 skies of blue? Anything's possible.
Whoa. I like that actually.
Skies
of blue is interesting because one, wow, what a incredible this you are opening up the possibility space for us to fail even more powerfully
than
we did in 2016.
I have two options and it's either whoopty doo who cares or skies of blue anything's possible. I only have two settings, Justin. I see that you didn't add 20 skies of blue, anything's possible to the list.
He'll add it. It's a good one.
I don't know why I'm adding all of the things.
Because you started hearing
you didn't come up with any numbers blue. Because you didn't come up with any names beforehand, so this is your contribution. It's secretary. You're our stenographer.
There you go. You're keeping the minutes.
Let me hit you with this. I don't have a tagline for it, but it seems like it's ripe for any tagline we could want to put on it. 20 coming through. Clear the way. 20 coming through. Emerge into your power.
Part 20 coming through.
Emerge. Oh shit, that's good.
That's pretty good. I like that. 20 coming
imagine
through.
That on like emerge. A big like a big projector. A big what are those things called that you put on the lights to make it appear? A gobo. A big gobo that just says emerge. 20
Ooh,
coming through.
That's
emerge.
Powerful as shit.
20 coming through emerge, I really like.
Oh, yeah, that's really doing me right.
This is the episode, by the way, most of the ones that we, of the episodes we record in a given year, the one where like my let's not accidentally make a cult like radar is up. Because yeah. I did just imagine a crowd full of people. This is, by the way, after we whip this COVID shit, just in an auditorium, and the three of us, and in some reason, for some reason, we're dressed in all white, and our shoes yeah. don't match. And there's a big sign behind us that just says "Emerge." And
as then people I think, chant to the outside against my rules, everybody's chanting "Emerge."
Everybody's going 20, emerge, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20. And I think, to the outside observer, we have made a cult for sure at that
point.
Also want to take a moment to celebrate us because in making this procedure public,
yeah,
we open ourselves up to, I mean, literally every year, multiple people telling us they wish that they wish we had done some one of the other things that we talked about.
Oh, and, yeah. and sometimes even suggesting other things we didn't say.
We did not open it out. This is interesting. In previous years, we have opened it up to suggestions, and this is just us this time. I did not consult the crowd.
In our defense,
you didn't need to. Plenty of people emailed them in and tweeted
them. Yeah. I would say also in our defense, we have never gone with the audience suggestion for this because that's a little too important a decision, I would say, to leave up to.
Trademark.
Yeah, that's a big thing, too.
Yeah, otherwise you're not going to get classics like this.
Yeah, like 20 Runny Goo.
No, I was going to, I was leading into
it. Oh, I thought, okay, sorry.
You're not going to get classics like this. 20 Sun TV. Porch Life.
20 Sun
Sun T view. You're holding the sun T, right?
And
this is your view from the porch. You got a sun T view, porch light.
Now, I think the one problem with that, Justin, is I don't know that
any. One problem?
I don't think any human being has ever said, look at this sun T view.
What is sun T? I don't drink tea. What is sun T?
Sun tea is where you just make slow tea in the sun. You let the sun heat up your gross water.
So it's not a thing then, right?
No, it's a thing. What do you mean it's not a thing?
Sun tea?
Yes.
Everybody's
you put a tea bag in the thing, or you put multiple tea bags in a pitcher and you put it in the sun.
Oh, you're right. You're right. You're right.
Put it in the sun.
Okay, sorry.
Did you just Google it?
Yeah, I Googled it. I'm sorry.
Where's the trust? You know?
Man.
Is there something with kazoo?
No.
Banjo kazoo.
Banjo 20 kazoo. That was a really good banjo
20
kazoo-ium.
Scooby-Doo.
No. All right.
Okay.
Is it the time in the episode where we take a step away and say, what do we want to embody?
Have we put up all our suggestions?
No. I think this will help spread a little fertilizer around on the feed.
It is important to me, kidding aside, is important to me that it be somewhat either motivational or aspirational.
Yes.
In a way that gets you pumped for this year. Cause everybody, this is one of the years of your life, right? You don't want to assign it to negativity this early. You will get there for sure, but you got to start fresh.
But let me add this because I agree with you. I do agree with you. But is there a way that we can embody, because in the past I feel like we've embodied like a naive kind of hope, and is there a way now that we're doing like a, this is a mature, this is it's still there, right? This is hope for sure, but this is a cautious, powerful hope. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's interesting, Travis, because I would say a weakness of skipping 2020, which I think we can all agree that year's motto, both of them were complete fuck-ups.
Yes.
In 2019 and 2021, we have Become the Monster and Big Dog Run. Like, those are both very strong, but it was also like, get the most powerful and aggro, and that, like, I don't necessarily think that's us. There are very few times in my life where I'm like, let's become the monster, baby. Because we are meeker than that, I would say.
Well, two-thirds of us definitely are.
Yeah. So instead of it being like, let's go, baby, have it be like, maybe don't be so timid. Maybe don't be as timid as you usually are and take a shot. you know? Like, mm-hmm. not like, get it and win the game, but like, get in the game.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't think that's 20-something
new.
20-something new.
It's just not...
It's not very clever.
Specific. There's not enough specificity to it, I think.
Let me hit you guys with this.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I've been saving it. This is my last one.
Oh, fuck.
When it came to me, I was like, oh.
Okay.
Mama. Like that.
Okay.
This is so exciting because this could either be the moment where Justin says the thing that like in the
future. Well, I have one more, Justin. Do you want me to do?
Please do yours.
Okay.
Yeah, please do yours.
20 looky loo on the horizon.
I don't like the phonetics of looky loo makes me feel bad.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I don't like saying
something.
It.
Yeah.
Did you guys watch that Beatles documentary? Because it's dope. Because they'd just be like noodling, like Scooby Doo, pop, 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 pop. Hey, is this anything? Beep, beep, boop, boop, boop. No, that's not anything. What about this? Get back to where you once. And it's like, oh fuck, you guys just wrote "Get Back." That's the moment we're at right now when Justin's about to say the thing back.
Okay.
20 mummy crew back from the dead.
Huh.
20 mummy crew.
Huh. What this is about is two things.
Okay.
One, back from the dead.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
We have been defeated.
Yeah.
Well.
Fair, right? We've been ground down to a paste.
Yeah.
But it's also about, so it's about coming back from that, but it's also about community.
Oh.
Because you look at anybody else that's with you, they're a mummy too. You're in the mummy crew.
What about 20 mummy too?
20 mummy crew back from the dead.
The idea of mummy crew, obviously, Justin, is one of the best things you've ever sort of generated.
Yes, correct.
One of the best pieces of
it's
content.
It's up there with your two
created.
Children who I love very much. You know what I mean?
20 mummy crew. The idea of us, instead of calling our audience Mabim Bambinos or, you know, Mabim Bam Nation, the idea of them just being the mummy crew is so fucking strong. I tell you, I don't like having the word dead in the motto because that feels a little bit...
We're back from the dead.
Yeah.
Right.
Not why, but I do think that there's something, maybe it's 20 mummy crew rise again.
Or 20 mummy crew straight out the tomb.
So is that better?
Better than dead.
20 mummy crew, arise, my love.
That's
something for the Baptists.
Something for the Baptists. 20 mummy crew.
Sarcophagid it.
Ooh. Ooh.
If we already hadn't already done getting it, I would.
Yeah.
I do love, by the way, the juxtaposition of me saying maybe tone it down to a more reasonable, let's not be so timid thing. And then Justin was like, alley-oop, 20 mummy crew, rise from the dead, back from the dead. It feels, also, Juice, can I tell you a genuine concern of mine? And this is something I had a few ideas that I immediately shot down in my head. It feels a little bit like the Post Malone Jägermeister commercial where he's like back at the bar and it's empty and the bartender's like, it's empty because of COVID. But then he's like, dummy, we're better now. And he walks out in the street with a bottle of Jägermeister and then like the place is packed and he's like, we worked hard for this. Let's celebrate. And then it's like a month later, it's like, uh-oh, Omicron.
No, don't.
I worry about it being like 20 rise from the dead, baby. It's back. Go buy a Toyota truck, Toyota Nation, because we are here and we've waited long enough.
Okay. Wait. Along those lines, 20 mummy crew lying in wait. Right? Because the mummy's there.
Way too passive. Way too passive.
Way too passive.
But I want something that says, like, we're not doing it now, but we, moment's notice. You know what I mean?
But if you want that, then get 20 yummy stews, something's cooking.
Can we do 20 mummy crew, something's cooking?
20 mummy stew.
20 mummy. Can I be honest? I feel like of the things that we have, I feel like I love the tagline, put it in the pot, a lot.
I like the concept of mummies, though.
It is equivalent in my mind to like, don't hide your light under a bushel, put it out there and let it become better by becoming more fragrant and mixing around with the other stuff. To me, maybe that's trending a little too close to collaborate teen. But even put it in the pot feels a little bit more achievable than go find a collaborator. So 20 mummy stew, put it in the pot?
20 mummy crew, together we rise.
That feels, again, we're getting close to like a presidential campaign.
Well?
For mummies.
I have been waiting to announce.
20 mummy crew pyramid dreams. Is that anything?
Ooh.
God, we're getting into cult territory again. I feel like if we start like leaning into pyramids, like symbology and shit. 20 mummy crew.
Under wraps. No. 20 mummy crew. Wrap it up. It's about safe sex.
That could
I
be
think
fun.
If you don't, I here's what I would say. If you don't have something about resurrection in there, then mummy crews.
20 mummy.
Sounds very strange.
Yeah, I guess so. Oh shit. What if, guys, what if we get really, really focused?
Okay.
On bringing back Brendan Fraser's The Mummy series. And so 20 Mummy Crew is us really pounding the pavement to get Brendan Fraser's The Mummy 4.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would be the fourth mummy.
Off the ground.
You have to not count the Tom Cruise mummy.
No, of course I don't count the fucking
And
Tom
we're bringing
Cruise
back mummy. Rachel Weisz. I don't care.
Rachel Weisz.
Rachel Weisz.
Now, Justin, you say it's unattainable, but I would argue that it is more attainable than us all becoming big dogs.
I think if Rachel Weisz hears a knock at the door and she opens it and Brendan Fraser's standing there,
yes,
she puts on her coat and walks outside and follows him. No words exchanged. Just like,
correct.
Yes. Yep.
It's time.
It's time.
I don't want to do this.
You don't want to bring back?
No, I don't want
to
bring
this
back.
This is going to be the one.
Brendan's doing a lot of great work in a lot of different fields.
Yeah.
So
I don't
good.
Disrupt him.
In Doom Squad. Now, here's the thing, Justin. I want you to just brace yourself that this is going to be the one that everyone is going to be like, I can't believe you guys didn't commit to bringing back the mummy, the original series.
I don't
series.
Think so. Because most people, the funny thing about that is we are 100 million light years from having the juice to get that done 100%. It's not even close. And most of our listeners are probably even more unable to bring back the mummy. I think everybody working together. And you know what the other problem with that is? Even if we do it, it doesn't benefit us
well
enough.
Okay. You know first of all, Justin, I've watched The Mummy. All you got to do to bring back the mummy is like disrupt the tomb or some shit, right? And then the movie, mostly the mummy brings itself back. Yeah, what about, okay, 20 mummy crew, a knocks on a moon. What do you think? Is that anything?
Is that like a spell?
No, that was the name of the
woman.
Could
be badass to have a spell in our year slogan. That like
Imhotep.
Makes a magical thing happen. You know, Travis, you just said. You
20,
just,
20, 20 view askew. Let's meet Kevin Smith.
That's
attainable.
That's fun. I feel like Travis said something. Not realizing the power inside of his incantation, and that was disrupt the tomb.
Oh.
20 mummy crew disrupt the tomb. The idea of like of taking these sacred, you know, idols, shaking them up a little bit.
Ooh.
Disrupt the tomb. Let's try
now,
something.
Now there is a lot of colonialism associated
there
with
is a
that.
Huge there's a huge
and unthinkable that you would even suggest it. Wait, we're canceled mid-podcast.
Oh,
we
no.
haven't even published. No, it's NBC, guys. They canceled us again.
Whoop.
All right, don't disrupt the tomb. Fuck.
20 mummy crew.
20
buried with cats.
Running is something. Running is a word that could potentially go in there.
I mean, 20 running crew.
That's nothing, Griffin.
20 running shoe.
20 runny goo.
Running shoe?
Guys, you guys feel like we're in the weeds right now? This is where I feel like our power lies. is deep in the trash heap when we just
20
start saying,
cunning shrew.
What?
Like a cunning shrew.
It's okay, Justin. This is part of the process. This is how we get to Big Dog Run. You know what I mean? Like,
wait, what about 20 mummy crew emerge?
Emerge. Escape the grave.
20 mummy crew, shame the grave.
Shame the grave.
It'd be dope if we just like had a year of unabashed hedonism.
20 mummy crew, death is only the beginning.
Oh, man. Maybe we should go to the money zone just as like a palate cleanser. And when we come back, have sort of fresh eyes.
Yeah, okay, and then we'll read them again.
This will be the whole, okay, great. Great, actually. That's actually a great idea.
Because yeah. I'm looking at this list, guys, and it's maybe our worst list ever.
But I think maybe we're just too close to it.
I think we're way too close to it.
Bombas. Boom.
Watch your language.
It's right there. Bombas. Their mission is simple. Make the most comfortable clothes ever and match every item sold. So when you buy Bombas, you are also giving to someone who's in need. You guys, I'm wearing Bombas socks right now.
Whoa. Yeah. Me too.
What?
Yep. You can tell because of how comfortable I am.
I'm not wearing socks because I stepped in something wet earlier and had to take the wet sock off.
Oh, man, that's the worst. Did you know what the wetness was, Griffin? Or was it mystery wet?
Rarely do I know what the wetness was.
Oh, nice. That's the thing, man. I got two dogs and a potty training toddler. It could be anything. Okay. They also make shirts and underwear. And oh, my God. These are incredible. It's my favorite shirt. My favorite t-shirt is made by Bombas. There, I said it. Everything they make is soft, seamless, tagless, and with a luxury, cozy feel. And they're made from stuff like merino wool and pima cotton and even cashmere, which all sound so fancy and make you feel fancy. And so they're perfect, cozy winter layers. Go to bombas.com/mybrother and get 20% off any purchase. That's bombas.com/mybrother for 20% off. bombas.com/mybrother.
Oh. Time to level up.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, gamers, level up those clothes.
Hey, gamers, it's time to level up your fashion. A lot of people think that we might get to leave our houses this year. It's impossible to say, but you want to be ready. When we're allowed to leave our houses, there's going to be a rush on the clothing stores like you wouldn't believe, but you could have your fashion already ready to go with the power of Stitch Fix.
It could be already ready already?
Yes, you could shop at a store that just caters to you. Call it Ted's Threads, if your name is Ted.
Yeah. Yes.
Or call it Stitch Fix, because that's what it's called.
Rick's Fix.
They got a new thing, Stitch Fix Freestyle.
I'm too far into rhyming. Oh, no.
No. Step back.
Yeah, you got to disengage that part of your brain. You can discover and instantly buy curated items based on your style, your likes, and your lifestyle. So you know that they do the stylist thing at Stitch Fix, and I love that. But Freestyle lets you go in and say, like, I need this. This is me. I need this. And you can shop for over 1,000 brands and styles personalized to your size and fit. There's no subscription required. They offer free shipping, returns, and exchanges. You can get started today by filling out your style quiz at stitchfix.com/mybrother. That's stitchfix.com/mybrother to try Stitch Fix Freestyle. stitchfix.com/mybrother.
You're in a theater. The lights go down. You're about to get swept up by the characters and all their little details and interpersonal dramas. You look at them and think, that person is so obviously in love with their best friend. Wait, am I in love with my best friend? That character's mom is so overbearing. Why doesn't she just stand up to her? Oh God, do I need to stand up to my own mother? If you've ever recognized yourself in a movie, then join me, Jordan Cruciola, for the podcast Feeling Seen. We've talked to author Susan Orlean on realizing her own marriage was falling apart after watching Adaptation, an adaptation of her own work, and comedian Hari Kondabolu on why Harold and Kumar was a depressingly important movie for Southeast Asians. So join me every Thursday for the Feeling Seen podcast here on Maximum Fun.
I'm Lisa Hannawalt.
And I'm Emily Heller.
9 years ago, we started a podcast to try and learn something new every episode.
Things have gone a little off the rails since then. Tune in to hear about
low-stakes neighborhood drama,
gardening,
the sordid, nasty underbelly of the horse girl lifestyle,
hot sauce,
addiction to TV and sweaty takes on celebrity culture,
and the weirdest, grossest stuff you can find on Wikipedia.org.
We'll read all of it, no matter how gross. There's something for everyone on our podcast, Baby Geniuses.
Hosted by us, two horny adult idiots.
Hang out with us as we try and fail to retain any knowledge at all.
Every other week on Maximum Fun. Baby Geniuses, tell us something we don't know.
Is there a new one on the list?
Yeah, there's just this new one right here. Someone put that on there while we were having
Griffin?
20 Do the Do, brought to you by Mountain Dew Baja Blast.
I, you know, it's funny you say that. I was actually thinking, like, I wish we would sell the rights, like the branding rights, you know what I mean, to this, to this thing.
Oh, that's fun.
I wish we did
well,
that.
Well, this is a cult shot, like, kind of selling it, where, like, we would name it that, and then it get, like, retroactively reimbursed for it.
Yeah, and it would need to be a brand. It couldn't be, like, 20 Long John Silvers.
No.
Enjoy our crispy fish. Okay, I just as a just to sort of expand our mind a little bit, I am on Rhyme Zone looking at three-syllable rhymes with ew.
I did that as well, yes.
Okay, so there's some stuff in here just to, like, 20 barbecue, 20 black and blue, 20 Brunswick stew.
20 projects, too. That means even less than some of the ones we already had.
I have two. Can I throw out two that I thought of just as, like, more thought starters?
Yeah, sure, sure.
20 cordon bleu, cooking fancy.
Okay.
And 20 something blue, tie the knot.
This is interesting. We're getting even farther.
That's fine, Juice. We have to get perspective, you know?
Yeah.
Okay.
We have to. God is watching us from a distance. 20 deja vu.
20 broader view.
20, whoa. 20 point of view.
20 point of view.
Is nothing.
Meaningless.
It means nothing.
No.
Meaningless.
Now, 20 deja vu. One more again. Is not bad.
Let me. I had a thought while I was.
We know.
Recording the podcast.
Yeah, sure.
2020 due second chances.
Huh.
Here's what it is. 2020. We messed up pretty bad.
Yeah.
As a species, we whiffed.
It was going to be cool, too. Like, that number was really a cool number.
Yeah.
But 2020 due, what that suggests is, let's try again. You can do 2020 again, but better. Second chance is 2020 due.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
20 Depardieu.
It's also kind of it's kind of continental, too.
Yeah, sure.
You know what I mean? Kind of fancy.
Yeah, because what it is that you are saying is, to translate, just for our friends who don't speak French, is 2022.
Yeah.
Right.
It's also, Justin, if I may, would be the laziest one.
You may.
It's the laziest one we could have possibly done.
No, actually, 2022 would have been lazier, and that was my initial thought.
I kind of do like 2022 as a name.
T-O-O?
No.
No.
T-W-O, the number.
Huh.
That's cool. I like that.
Is it?
Let's do it again. Let's try it
better. 2022, a year of sequels.
20 Peekaboo, here we are.
20 Pikachu.
20 Pikachu. 20 Pikachu, electric mouth. 20 electric boogaloo.
20 Pikachu, don't evolve.
Oh.
That's a kind of a fun.
20 rendezvous. Good evening.
Ooh. Oh.
This is a phase that I think we go in where we see how hard we can whiff.
20, no, I'm sorry. 20 rendezvous, good evening. It's very good.
20 rendezvous. Hello there.
Hello, see, 20 rendezvous on the veranda.
20 rendezvous. I see you there.
20 rendezvous to the veranda.
To the veranda. On the lanai.
20 rendezvous, a nighttime affair.
20, okay, 20 rendezvous, a night to remember. And we just do it like a senior prom.
All you need to do is have one good night.
Just one good night.
Just have one good night.
Then at all of our live shows, we'll set up a photo, like a set up a like prom photo booth. And we will have them all themed a night to remember.
Guys, I'm kind of hooked on 20 Rendezvous a Night to Remember.
Well, hold on. I think it's very close. I think A Night to Remember is a little. I think it's hitting like a Walk to Remember. Maybe it's just 20 Rendezvous, a Walk to Remember.
No, Rendezvous, I like the class the Night to Remember brings. It also sounds like we're picking a prom theme, yeah. Which is very fun, yes, to me.
Enchantment in the Evening. 20 Rendezvous. Enchanté. 20.
Too hard to spell. Oh,
so is actually, Rendezvous.
We need to talk about that for a second. Do we just want to expect people to learn
how to spell
Rendezvous? Because like I could, okay, don't nobody look. Travis, uh-huh. Griffin, yeah. Spell Rendezvous.
Rendevouz.
Incorrect.
Say it again.
Ren.
Okay.
D-E.
Okay.
V-O.
Griffin.
R. I know Travis got the first five letters right. Rendezvous.
That seems like a weird pick. You sure you want to go with Z?
Rendezvouz.
It's Rendezvous.
Oh, so I was right, and you were.
Yeah, okay. But if you could be shaken from it, you didn't know.
Yeah,
it.
You didn't have it.
You were guessing. That is tricky. I do feel like it robs it of a little bit of, but maybe this would be something that we could concretely take away from it.
Yeah.
Is that everybody would learn how to spell.
That is true. That is an actual thing. I'm working on spelling restaurant right the first time every time. And so having that, like, this is not only a good, obviously great motto, but also a powerful learning experience.
Okay. Earlier in this very episode, you did say that you wanted it to be motivational or aspirational.
This
what does 20 Rendezvous, A Night to Remember mean?
It's like saying, hey, make the most of it. Grab this opportunity. This is a night to remember.
What if it's it could also the be day,
we could even make it more specific, which is like out of 365 chances, have like one night to remember.
That doesn't feel strong enough. I feel like 20 Rendezvous is good. I feel like A Night to Remember could be stronger.
I am shaken by the spelling.
Okay.
Thing.
All right.
I'm a little bit shaken by the spelling thing. It robs it of some of its power to me.
Now, we could, let me just, one more thing. Just if we wanted to do perhaps our biggest called shot ever in 13 years.
Fuck.
20 Rendezvous, meeting in person.
That's cool. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that right now.
Loaded, a little bit loaded. How about this?
Yeah.
20 Jenny Sue. You get on out to that compassion feeding pig.
Now, okay.
So once again, just because 20 Jenny Sue.
Yeah.
You get on out to that compassion feeding piggies.
Yeah.
20 Peggy. It rhymes. 20 Peggy Sue. I look
20 Jenny Sue, because it rhymes with 20.
No, I get that.
20 Jenny Sue. Get on out to that compassion feeding piggies.
20 Peggy Sue, ooey ooh, I look just like Buddy Holly.
Maybe 20, ooh, ooh, ooh. Does 20...
Wait, is that it? Wait, what? Wait, was that it?
Ooh, ooh.
20, ooh, ooh, ooh.
20, ooh, ooh, ooh. That's a spicy
20, ooh, yum, oh.
20, ooh, 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 a spicy one.
Oh, 20, ooh, 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 doo-wop's back.
20 switcheroo. Huh. 20 switcheroo. No, that provides no direction. Mm-hmm. What about 20 tried and true?
20 tried and true. Reads a little patriotic.
Yeah.
20 Dr. Drew. He sucks now.
Oh, okay. So
that would be a good way to get the word out.
Old stuff kicks ass, though.
You should sue. Get justice.
20 more bamboo. It's sustainable.
20 kangaroo. Put it in the pouch.
20 kangaroo. Jump on it.
20 star to do.
No, that's actually too motivational.
Yeah.
That would be on the front of a planner that I would purchase.
20 revenue.
Ooh.
Maximize your earning potential.
What about 20 racing crew? It's about family.
Twenty more fondue. Make it cheesy.
Yeah. Now I like that. That implies that in previous years we've had some fondue, but this year, 20 more. Fondue.
Turn it up. 20 Sudoku. 20 Sudoku. Line them up.
Can I tell you right now? I feel like we're never gonna find it.
Yeah.
Even if we find it, we won't know it.
Yeah.
And it's the worst episode we've ever
had. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is our lowest point.
I feel the electricity right now because I believe you said that exact same thing last year, right before we came up with 20 Big Dog Run.
Oh, okay.
20 pay per view. All of our episodes cost $1. What if we did one just for us this year? It was like we've given you guys 11 good years. This one's called 20 pay-per-view, and all our episodes cost $1 now. You have to put it into your phone.
What about 20 misconstrue? Say that again.
What was that?
What was that?
More for me and you.
No. 20 misconstrue.
20 just for you. 20 just for you.
I feel like there's a lot of people in America that are already living that.
Yeah,
that's fair. Also
that checking out great.
Yeah.
20 not for you.
20 new tattoo.
Ooh. Okay. Let's
take a breath.
Let's take a breath. Now, 20 Big Dog Run. Great. Frankenstein Teen was the entire thing. Is there something? Funny bamboo, funny big bamboo, funny
20 monies through time crypto, time to become a crypto lord.
20 Sun TV.
Oh, yeah, now we're getting somewhere. I got it.
Oh boy,
I got it.
Oh shit.
20 Rise of Gru.
Oh!
Get back to where you once belong. Get back.
Coming this July. Coming this July. After many delays, we will finally be treated to it.
Despicable Me 4, The Rise of Gru?
It's Minions, The Rise of Gru.
Oh, okay.
Nice.
It used to be called Minions 2, and now it's called Minions Rise of Gru.
That's better.
20 Rise of Gru.
Baby shoe for sale.
Never worn. Why did you keep naming them?
Oh, well, sorry. Justin,
it was. Do you know that this movie was supposed to be released on July 3rd, 2020? That's why I think it's so powerful, because by calling the year 20 Rise of Gru, we're saying that this film will absolutely be released in theaters this July.
Yeah.
No bones about it.
What about 20 IOU? We will give the next year a much better name. 20 IOU, one good year name.
20 IOU, 1 hour of your life. Let's do this. We'll go back through the list real quick, and we'll see.
I actually am warming back up to Carl Daniels' kick-ass year.
Yeah.
Okay, so just taking a look at the list, we got 2222, Deuces Wild, no. Carl Daniels' kick-ass year. I'm going to leave it in. I wish the name was funnier than Carl Daniels, but here we are. 20 Whoop-De-Doo, who cares? I can't get on board with that. 20 Yummy Stew, something's cooking.
Or like 20 it. Yummy Stew, put it in the pot.
Stew, put it in the pot. 20 Cummies, ew. 20 Cummies, too. 2020.
Yeah.
Tony.
20 Venti Brew. Oh, that Jabba.
Oh, yeah. That's cool.
20 Skies of Blue. 20 Coming Through, Emerge. 20 Runny Goo. What?
20 Runny Goo.
20 Runny Goo. 20 Sun TV, Porch Life. 20 Mummy Crew. 20 Do the Do, brought to you by Mountain Dew Baja Blast. And then Griffin kind of abandoned his post because I feel like 20 Rendezvous still merits consideration. 20 Rise of Gru.
20. I feel in my heart, my heart's telling me
this can't be fun to listen
that
to.
Mummy Crew is.
See, I'm still stuck on Yummy Stew. I like the.
I'm telling you guys, 20 Mummy Stew.
20 Mummy Stew.
20 Mummy Stew, do what thou wilt.
Wait a minute. No, this is powerful. Is there a motto that we can do that is like, you all have flown away from our nest? Like, you don't need
20
us.
20 up to you. The power is yours.
20 up to you. 20. Oh, man. Hold. Ooh, you're so close. 20. 20 up
20,
to you.
It's in you. The magic's been in you all along.
The magic. It's in you. The magic is.
The magic, comma, specifically. 20 up to you. What are your ideas?
Do you 20
up
do
to
our
you.
Show?
Fill in the blank.
No, see, that's like you're no better off having heard it. You know what I mean? Like, you're exactly where you started. That's like coming to the Oracle, and the Oracle's like, I don't fucking know. I'm playing Madden. Get out of here.
Fuck out.
What do you think is going to happen?
What do you think? I don't know. Can't see the future? What am I?
20 Mummy Stew. People used to eat mummies.
Is there something instead of stew, can we swap brew in there? And is there a word that's like, I'm imagining a bubbling pot and people putting their stuff in the pot and not being afraid to put stuff in the pot like they're going to ruin it. And then you get out of that, you get like a soup or a potion.
I don't even know what you're asking.
Like,
what are you suggesting?
Is there another word? Is
yummy
there
mummy stew? Yummy mummy brew. Yummy mummy stew.
Yummy mummy. Yummy mummy brew.
From Budweiser.
Yummy mummy is a trademark, so we can't. That's owned by the General Mills Corporation.
Damn it. Because that was going to be it, too. Shit.
Yes?
Yes, Griffin.
20
new shampoo? Gotta try something. How about this? 20 new shampoo. Gotta try something.
Something's gotta change.
The stakes. The stakes.
20 new shampoo. Something's gotta
the
give.
The stakes are low. 20 tummy goo. What's that on your? What do you got on your tummy?
The upset tummy crew.
20 old you two. You just listened to Joshua Tree.
That's good.
20 no taboo.
Oh, Jesus Christ, no.
That could be problematic.
20 no taboo. No. 20 in review.
It's the 20 that sucks, isn't it? This decade's going to suck to name.
This millennium is going to suck.
This millennium, I'm going to say 20. I want 30. But can you imagine if we were in the 30s? We could do like...
You could do like dirty.
Dirty everything.
Flirty.
We got to make it to at least then. We got dirty, flirty, shirty.
Squirty.
Squirty cummy goo. I would give you that.
Are we skipping?
Hey, what about squirty cummy goo?
2023, off the rails. 2023, take a pass.
2023, looking forward.
Can we go back to 2022 deuces wild? What if we just called this year the deuce?
Oh, the double deuce. 22-2. Ballet time.
Let's get abstract. Oh, we have been recording for so long.
Yeah. Okay.
MMXXII.
Mix it up.
Hmm.
Is there
20 Bigly Chew?
I feel like that's where we were. Wait. 20 Bigly Chew.
20 breaking through.
Emerge.
But that doesn't feel, I can't get excited about that. Not as much as 20 kangaroo put it in the pouch. And we could do a mascot with that one. We could have like a mascot that's a kangaroo. We could call him Jack, but not that kangaroo Jack.
No, a different one.
20 talking to, sit down. Fucked up. Sit down. We need to have a talk.
Look who's talking to.
Me.
Okay, we could just do this forever. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, we were very close with 20. I feel like 20 Rendezvous, A Night to Remember, is the most powerful one that I've experienced. That is the one that got the biggest reaction from
me. Yes, that one gave me the chill bumps.
What's it mean, though?
I told you, Griffin.
No, you didn't.
It's A Night to Remember. Make the most of it.
What's it mean, though?
It means that when a slow dance comes on, get close.
It's A Night to Remember. 20 Rendezvous certainly hits the lips good. A Night to Remember isn't any, it doesn't mean anything.
Okay, can we take 20 Rendezvous and make it more like secret spy kind of feeling?
If we do shows this year, then 20 Rendezvous and Night to Remember will be very powerful.
That is a good point. But what about 20 Rendezvous trading secrets?
What? No. No.
20 Rendezvous. There's been a murder.
20 Mummy Crew. Wrap it up.
Now, I already said that and make it about safe sex, and we just kind of skip right past that.
Just get refit.
20 Rendezvous. Get organized. Organize. Do it. Seize the
20
seize
Rendezvous. The means, stronger together.
Seize the means of production. 20 Rendezvous. Seize the means of production.
Why would those two ideas have anything to do with each other?
Well, you're rendezvousing. It's like you're. This is the year where everybody unionizes. 20 Rendezvous.
20 Rendezvous. Strength in numbers. 20
Mummy Crew. Strength in numbers.
Mm.
God, I'm back to liking Mummy Crew.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
20 Mummy Crew.
The ties that bind.
20 Mummy Crew.
The ties that bind is not like, not everybody, I want it to be something that everybody can do. Sometimes you make it too hard. It requires collaboration. That was our mistake in 2018.
Mm-hmm. 20 Mummy Crew, weigh your heart.
20 Busting Through. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
that's cool. Oh, yeah.
Aid. Kool-Aid. Yeah. 20 Busting Through. Oh, yeah.
Now, that feels dangerously close to we're hoping to be reimbursed.
20 We've Been Sued. By the Kool-Aid Corporation.
Okay, right now, for me, it is between 20 Rendezvous, : something, and 20 Mummy Crew, : something.
20 What's This Do? Mysterious Buttons.
Now, I just listed two options, Justin, and what you did.
Yeah. Say yours again.
20 Rendezvous, something, and 20 Mummy Crew, something.
Something.
It's, Griffin, to me, which of those we two? Can find, it's like the last tumbler to click in place is the thing that goes after them, not the year name.
Right.
20 Mummy, is 20 Mummy Crew too close to Frankenstein Teen?
I'm actually this fine is part with of, that.
In the iconography, this does worry me because we did a lot of monster imagery.
We did do a ton of monster imagery.
But they weren't like, oh, we've already got Booberry. Can we do Count Chocula? So
I'm actually liking 20 Rendezvous more because it's like, it's got like sort of a sexy adult energy.
Yes.
We've never really done that before. Fuck, it would be funny to just have a prom theme. And not have it be aspirational at all, but just have it be like the vibe of the year. Can we do that? Can we define the vibe of the year and not necessarily the objective?
It's sort of like you're saying like a tonal
motto and not a
20 Rendezvous, A Night in Paradise.
Because here's the thing. When we tell people what to do, it, one, doesn't do anything materially to improve their lives, or two, they don't fucking do it. Yeah? How many monsters do you think came out of 2019? Not a lot, I would say. But if we say 20 Rendezvous, A Night to Remember, and then somebody, it just has that energy in the ecosystem, that could do something. I think 20 Rendezvous is it. I think let's jazz it right now to find the right tagline, because I just don't think A Night to Remember is it.
Okay.
Okay, listen. The etymology, if we can talk etymology.
Sure.
May we? It comes from the French.
Yeah.
Rendezvous, which translates to present yourselves.
Ooh.
What about like
20 rendezvous. Show yourself.
Like your this is your what's it called? Like a not a cotillion, but like where you
He's a debutante ball.
A debutante. A
debutante.
Ball.
Yeah. Ooh. That guy has some trouble.
20 rendezvous.
20 big debut.
20 rendezvous. Have a ball. 20 rendezvous.
Now wait, I'm actually kind of enjoying big debut.
Well, okay, but we did Big Dog Run. I don't think we can have big in the name of it again.
Mm, yeah. Mm,
okay.
20 rendezvous. Time to conspire.
Okay.
20 rendezvous.
20 meet, rendezvous.
Meet me in the dark place.
Clandestine.
20 rendezvous, adults only.
Ooh,
that's 20 cool.
Rendezvous, clandestine moments.
20 rendezvous, a secret kiss.
20 rendezvous, where the shade of the evening meets the
That's cool. Tires.
20 rendezvous, stolen moments.
20 rendezvous, a kiss for us.
Oh yeah.
20 rendezvous, every kiss is a gift.
20
a kiss
rendezvous.
In the shadows.
I'm hating this the more we say it.
No,
like
no, no.
This.
20 rendezvous is good. We can't I have a foothold now, an emotional and mental foothold on 20 rendezvous. We are going to say something in the next few minutes as that tagline that's going to make us
20
laugh.
20 rendezvous, stolen passion. No, 20 rendezvous, hidden passions.
No, I want it to be like not romantic. I don't want it to sum it up romance for this. 20 rendezvous, safe tonight.
20 rendezvous, making memories. 20. You say safe tonight? Like
yeah, the eagle eye cherry. Yeah.
20 rendezvous, fight the break of dawn.
Ooh. I like that. I like that. Till the sun comes up. 20 rendezvous, till the sun comes up.
That sounds like the like we're telling people to go out there and pork all night long. 20 rendezvous. 20 rendezvous all night long.
What about
20
this?
Rendezvous slapping 20... bodies together?
How about this? 20 rendezvous, the night is young.
Ooh.
That embraces things and it's like we're just getting started.
Yeah. But it also is very low pressure. Could it be like, should we start this puzzle? Well, the night is young. Uh-huh. I think we have time to finish this puzzle of three kittens playing in a basket full of yarn. The night is young.
The night is young. It's got to be something about the night, huh?
It feels like it, because no one's like, hey, do you want to have a coffee rendezvous? That's not what they say, Griffin. Oh, the twilight meetings. Twilight passion.
20 rendezvous, meet me in Vienna.
Ooh, we'll always have Vienna. Kidding. 20 rendezvous, remember Fiji.
What about and just imagine it in your head before you start generating. Don't just wait for your turn to talk. Really think about this, okay? 20 rendezvous, fancy night.
I like that.
20 rendezvous. That is the concept we're trying to get across, is a fancy night.
This
so why
true.
Not just say 20 rendezvous, colon, fancy night. A night of fancy.
A night for fancy.
Now, see, you just went up yourself. I was letting you have room to breathe, and you had
to
iterate.
Well, it's like flight of
you
fancy.
You knew it wasn't there.
20 rendezvous, a night for fancy folk.
A fancy night.
What about 20 rendezvous? I haven't seen Marcus in years. There's a story to it now.
20 rendezvous, a night to remember is, I mean.
20 rendezvous, there's only tonight.
20 Ooh. Rendezvous, a fancy fantasy.
Fancy takes flight.
20 rendezvous, fancy takes flight.
Mm-hmm. 20 rendezvous, fancy takes flight.
20 rendezvous, fancy takes flight.
That's
Because that could mean like things that has been like you just your fancy, like you know what I mean, like whatever catches your fancy, like let it take flight.
That's but it's good. Also like that's good in so many ways, Juice, because it could mean like fancy takes flight is nothing. It's a new concept that kind of sounds like flight of fancy. And so when you say
it's not that.
Be saying like, just like live your dreamscape, like live the dreamscape, realize the dream, right? But it could also mean like, let's have a nice dinner tonight, Patricia. Fancy takes flight.
Fancy takes flight.
Can we call it, yes. Please? Wait,
and I want us to just, one last thing. I want us to imagine a conversation that we are having in a show where we would say, to confirm a thought we had just said, like, hey man, 20 rendezvous, fancy takes flight, as a thing that could like confirm what we've
just
said.
Well, I think then you could say like, well, that fancy's flying now. Like, I think it's more of like
you know, the fancy takes flight to me is like, if you've got a whim.
Yes.
This is 20 rendezvous. Your fancy takes flight. Let your fancy take flight. It's 20 rendezvous.
And you're rendezvousing with you. What was the French again? Presenting yourself?
Presenting yourself.
20 rendezvous. Fancy takes flight.
Yeah. I like, Griffin, you said it in a really wonderful, emphatic way just then. I just went, fancy takes flight.
Fancy takes flight.
Fancy takes flight.
Come on.
This is the year in which fancy takes flight.
It's so good.
It's 20 rendezvous, man.
All right, call it. That's it. 20 rendezvous. Fancy takes flight. Fuck. Holy shit.
I feel so bad for Rachel having to edit this episode.
No. She won't have to touch
it. No, it's perfect.
I think it should be, can I say, I think it should be untouched.
No, God, no.
Oh, my God. Okay. How on earth? I have to go pick up. How did this go so long? I have to go pick up my daughter from school because there's an early release.
Wrap it up in 30 seconds.
Okay, really quick. If you have HBO Max, we're on an episode of Fungies. It's called Too Many Grandpas. It's in season 3. I think if you like us and you hung in this far, you will enjoy this episode. Fungies is a very, very good show, and I'm really proud of the work that we did in this episode. It's very fun. It's a great showpiece for Mr. Travis McElroy, but we're all in it, and it's really fun. And one of the grandpas is named Klimp, but it's not our
name.
Yeah. So don't get into us.
We have merch at McElroyMerch.com. New pin of the month. Everybody has a knife from Ether C, which is sales for which benefit the Center for Reproductive Rights. We have Guppies Want Me, Blink Sharks Fear Me sticker. There's a ton of stuff on McElroyMerch.com. And thank you to Montaigne for the use of our theme song, My Life is Better With You. And thanks for Maximum Fun. And here's a final
thank
Yahoo.
Thank you to Rachel, our editor.
Thank you to Rachel, our editor, for doing the Lord's work on this one. Here's a final Yahoo. Hey, this was sent in by The Rock, and it was asked by Jeremy from the Pearl Jam song. And Jeremy from the Pearl Jam song asks, is there a toilet that you can play Fortnite on? Blah, 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 blah.
Okay, that's gonna do for us. My name's Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
And as always, kiss your dad, square on the lips.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned. Audience supported.